I spoke not too long ago about Sunrise Ranch being designated as a place that would provide a home for God on earth. It sometimes is forgotten how much God longs to have a home in the physical reality. Is there a place where the divine gets to rest his or her head? Where the welcome is present for the expression of that being? Is there a place that is kept sacred, sanctified, holy, clean, tidy, for the expression of the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of love? I think it takes some deliberateness to make sure that that's sustained. Sustained for your own heart, sustained for your own being, and then sustained for the greater being you are connected to. In some ways, that's my wildest dream, is that I could sustain it and play like the Dickens in the midst of it. You know, I appreciated in the prayer you read that it's not about being still, but sometimes there's a requirement to be still enough to perceive the atmosphere so that you can play. To be strong and still and present so that wildness, which is our nature, gets to be present. I'm not doing it if I can't be wild, because it would be disingenuous. It would also be very superficial. It would be unsatisfying. And we've been talking about the epigenetics and the changing of culture. From the standpoint of keeping a sacred place for the presence of the divine in your life, all of a sudden what is present is the culture of the kingdom. That's not a foreign place. It is the nature of a bunch of people living together in the presence of what is sacred to them, protecting their own, protecting each other's, and birthing something. I don't remember where I mentioned this, but I was talking about the experience of the need for assistance in physical birth, the Lamaze training or whatever, the Bradley training, where you're paying attention to the baby being born as opposed to the pain of the stretching of your body. You're touching into what's coming forth as opposed to being afraid. I think we all could use a little more assistance from each other. And that's just the culture of the kingdom. Of course, why would we do anything else? But be there to at the wedding I just did, when any of the bridesmaids started to cry, they all start howling. It was the only way they could stop themselves from crying. They'd go, hoo, hoo, hoo. And so it was hysterical because they're doing speeches and in the middle they're all going, whoo! And just so that they wouldn't cry. Yeah, it was very funny. It's a little bit like Lamaze. I've been with a number of women who have been delivering babies. It's quite a privilege. I'm sure some of you have been there. I've never delivered from my own body, but I've been there as a support. And it's not just a privilege to be there because the baby's going to be born, but to be in the presence of something being birthed that you cannot stop. And I remember one of my patients, her labor got stuck, and she asked me to come up, so I adjusted her in the hospital up in her bed. Then I walked up and down the hall with her, and she was laying in bed, and she was really in transition. And I was just stroking her face, and I was talking to her, and her husband looked at me, and he just said, "You're never supposed to touch her when she's in transition, because it's just too fragile for them." And I realized what a privilege it is to know how to do that for somebody. I mean, it wasn't that I'm a special person. I just knew what was happening, and he probably didn't know how to do that, to just soothe and welcome that this child, your child, our child is coming. I've also been cursed out by a woman in labor, so it's not like I know how to do it right all the time. Like, I leaned in to talk to her and she said, "You just ate peanut butter, get out of my face." So. Okay then. You know, we were there a long time and I had peanut butter and a cracker and it was just too much. It is quite a process to know the culture of the kingdom, which is wild abandon, because you're paying attention. I'm going back to this dangerous praying where you actually have something to bring that might never be brought if you're not present, because you're saying yes to whatever is required. I'm going to bring it so that the kingdom is present for whatever is trying to be born. And the most wonderful thing about doing that with practice is you're okay with the unknown more and more. And you get to see exciting things happen because you're not trying to force them into the boxes of the things that have already happened, or trying to understand them in the boxes of how your understanding already works. Oh, that happened because this, 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 and this. No. I mean, it might have, but just relax and know it happened because this is the birth of something new. Do not feel the necessity to label everything. The qualities that you mentioned so beautifully, Jerry, are the qualities of the culture of the kingdom. Are you paying attention to your own nobility? Are you not taking off your crown or your clown? You know, not everybody tells a good joke like Jerry does, but open to the humor of the world instead of the sadness. Doesn't mean we're not feeling sadness, but there is something bright every moment that could be seen. There was a picture on Facebook of the couple that I just did the ceremony on Saturday, and he's looking at something, but she's looking at him. They're sitting on a bench, and her sister caught the picture. And it was just like one of those moments of one person seeing another in their fullness. And her mother wrote, "Boy, does that capture what you guys see in each other?" And I want to say, we're not getting married in the traditional way tonight, but we can be looking at each other that way, adoring the possibility that we get to live and bring the kingdom together. So I'm really thankful for all the people who spoke tonight and for all of you and the ways in which you participated, because this wouldn't have happened without your conscious participation. Thank you, and sleep well.